Hi there, Peyton. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of our service, what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that your business is new this year. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good over here.
Not bad at all. Thank you for asking. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call, you know? I mean, it's we Google it, right? We jump on a smartphone, we hop on a computer, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. But for a young company, that's pretty powerful. People will not need to already know the name of your business to see you as a top option when they do that keyword search. Of course, they'll call you directly. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You'll just get those phone calls directly to you. Now, of course, to get you on the first page of Google and Bing means that we create the content that the search engines search for, and it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important to Google and Bing. They all talk about your services and your service area. That way, when someone in that area does a keyword search for, you know, if it is for the septic or for excavation or any of the septic services that you want to be found for, your business will pop up. Now, you'd have a website. Of course, I know right now you've got a Facebook page. If you didn't already have a Facebook page, we would have created one for you. It is one of those 70 directories, Yelp, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We will create all of that content. Dozens and dozens of destinations and directories known to the public and unknown. Like I said, they're all equally important to Google, and they will all be talking about your services and service area linked back to verified listings on Google and Bing and to a .com website. Now, your business is young, so you qualify for reduced pricing for the service. What I want to do here is actually include the website at no additional cost. I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page, Peyton. It is to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. And, of course, a website's a powerful conversion tool. It would allow us to talk about your services and service area, but also to put photos on there, before and after photos. We could put testimonials from your clients, give those people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, I mean, obviously, you use Google. You know you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does a search. And, of course, not everyone who sees you on that first page, Peyton, will ultimately decide to call your business. But, Mr. Murray, the ones that call you, of course, they're calling you directly. They're calling you specifically. They're calling you because they saw something on your website that they liked. At that point, they're really hoping you answer the phone and that you're available to do the job. You know, they're already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, I wanted to ask you real quick here, because Tara attached it. I think she found it when she was looking for your website. There's an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile here. Of course, that's a different service.
I just started that yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
About two or three days ago, and I think I'm probably going to cancel it.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had a chance to get any leads and try to follow up with those leads. It is, of course, a lead-based service, and you will pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, with that. So I did want to ask about that because, of course, our service is completely different. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work out for most businesses. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, it's just kind of, I don't want to say it's built to fail, but when it's a shared lead system where you get the same lead that six or eight of your competitors are getting, and whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you also have to pay for that lead. And with us, it's pretty much the opposite. I mean, your success is our success. It is a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, Tara did put in the notes here, you know, the different counties that you wanted to travel. You know, I would offer a couple of different things. I know you're kind of moving into the slow season here, but we are, I mean, it's really only the slow season that these, or even after the season, that these positions become available. Now, for your service area, I would recommend including Facebook paid ads. It's the most affordable way to cover all three of those counties. We can do a local-only campaign. That's going to be about a 30-mile radius, and I would offer them both to you. That's the position that we're actively filling. We can always add the ads later on, but I also wanted you to know that it is, like I said, a month-to-month service, which not only means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. You can pause it seasonally, you know, and you, of course, can pause it if you get more work than you can handle. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation. But when you pause it, everything's on hold. We don't charge you during that time, but, of course, we don't actively update or optimize it, and we wouldn't be running the Facebook ads either. Now, you do qualify for 50% off the normal cost of the service. The new business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And while it is a promotional rate, it's not, Peyton, a introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's always going to be a fixed flat rate. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. And like I said, you'd be qualifying for 50% off the cost of either package. Now, that local-only campaign for the 30 miles, that's all of the directories, the website, and everything else, but it'd be limited to about 30 miles. You'd be looking at saving $200 a month off of that one, bringing $399 down to $199. If you wanted to add Facebook ads to target your entire service area, that package actually saves you $300 off of what would have been $599. It ends up being $299. So it just ends up being a $100 difference to include those paid Facebook ads. Now, of course, Facebook ads are different than Google. People go on Google looking for something specifically. People go on Facebook looking for anything and everything and nothing in particular. So you'll have ads that kind of scroll past someone's live stream. And if they click on it, it costs you like 20 or 22 cents. It's still bundled into that $299, so that's certainly that $100 budget is more than enough to cover your service area and the entire month. Of course, it costs you nothing if they don't click on it. But you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you want to go at this point, how much work you can handle, and, of course, what the budget does allow. And, of course, like I said, we can always add the ads later on, maybe come spring or something like that. But which of those two campaigns at this point do you think would be a better fit for your company?
Is there a way you can email me all of this and I can get back to you?
You'll get everything in writing. Now, Tara put in the notes here that you're working on, or at least in the works, maybe getting partners on board here. Would this, though, still be your decision solely at this point?
Yes.
It would be. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, I definitely would like to get everything out to you in writing, but did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not really questions, just the price on it, just going into winter, I think it's going to be a little too hefty for me.
Even the local campaign? Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, the problem with these particular listings, especially when the service is outdoors, is that really only does become available when the season starts to slow down. Now, you know, that being said, you know, we certainly understand that, and it is, well, I wouldn't say a problem, but it's something that we are going to have to face as we continue to call through the area. And it is Tara's job to help me find the one company that we would work with today. So, obviously we wouldn't want to necessarily, you know, be going at it full bore here towards the end of the season. But the local campaign, well, oh, man, there's only one thing that I've got lower than a new business rate, and it's in our system as a friends and family rate. Now, I would want to see if I could get my supervisor to approve it. I mean, I wouldn't tell him that, you know, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I know he's been making that exception for some other pricing directors, and, you know, honestly, I wouldn't have to get into the specifics or even tell him that you're planning on canceling the Angies, but I would tell him that you're a young company, that you're currently using Angie Leads, he knows how expensive that service can be. He also knows, like I do, that while there are no long-term contracts, our clients keep the service long-term because it is profitable to be on that first page. And like I said, your success would ultimately be our success as well. And, you know, it would be the local campaign, but it's $149. Not only does the friends and family save you $50 every single month, because it would always only be $149, not $199, it would also waive that $99 setup fee that would normally attach to the first month to help us offset the cost of creating that content. So you would save $149 in your first month, and then every month after that you would save the extra $50 because it would only be $149, not $199. Still the website, still all the destinations, directories, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course Siri on a smartphone, and you know you're not a hair salon, right? You're not a doggy walker. I mean, one job, if you can get it before the end of the season, would justify the cost of the service, and then it would give you a better option. It would allow you to easily and happily cancel paying for those leads. So I wouldn't even be asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for advertising dollars. You can pay for our service by what you would not be spending, what you would save by keeping those leads turned off with the Angie's profile. Mm. I mean, it sounds like you've already gotten a couple of bad leads, and you know that service is ultimately, it's challenging for young and small companies. The lead fees add up a lot before the jobs start flowing in. I mean, let me ask you, Mr. Murray, if I can get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, being that it is a month-to-month service and that you can even pause it, if it gets really slow, you can pause the service altogether and we just get it up and running again come spring. If I can get them to approve that friends and family rate, that $149, with the website still included at no additional cost, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you and just kind of earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
Yeah, that's something I'd be willing to do as long as I get to approve the website before it's posted.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, you're going to be a big part of all the content that we'll create. One of the things that we'll do in the very beginning, in fact, today, if you're available, is to have a client interview conducted with one of our technicians. And that's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's. We talk about all the things that you want to have on your website, how you want to be branded, if you're knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. Of course, it looks like you do, looking at your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Hours of operation, forms of payment that you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogans. So we would want you to be part of that. And then you can always update information even through your client dashboard. Of course, in the beginning, we'll ask you to email us photos so we can get that website up and going quickly. We can use photos off of your Facebook page or any additional photos. One thing I did not mention is not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website would be included as well. Now, as we've been talking just now, I did send a message out to my supervisor, and he's usually pretty quick to respond, and I'm just kind of letting him know, like I said, that you're a new business and using Angie's and why I'm requesting that friends and family, right? And of course, you know, I also put in the note that it, you know, it is the end of the season and we're going to have that challenge moving forward to find the right company. I think you'd be a great fit for it. I mean, especially as you're looking to grow and expand your business. I mean, it might not be this season, but you know, like I said, I've been with the company myself for a long time, over 9.5 years by now. It's April 17th, 2013 when I started. So I know the service works. Let me just wait to hear back from him real quick. But I've got it at Illinois Excavation Septic and Concrete LLC. And
yep.
Is that how you, that's how you'd want it branded? I mean, on the Facebook page, the LLC is there as well. And it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the same one on the Facebook page. So that would be the one that you would want your customers to call, right? That's the business number, the 217-278-1889.
Yep.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message?
Yep. Yeah, it's an iPhone.
Okay. Yeah, now most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. Now your website will also have a contact form, so people can use that form to tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also populate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So not only will you be able to see with that tracking system how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each search, but you'll also know when people are reaching out to you through your website and who to follow up with. Now, your Facebook page has the iesc.pm22@gmail.com. That's a good email address then for you?
Yep, that is our only email address.
The only email. Perfect. And then I did want to ask you, because I did see on the Angie's or Home Advisor, the 13 Southview Drive, but, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, you are service-based. You go out to the customer, of course, to perform that service. You have to. But no one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address.
No, that address is not even supposed to be posted on Angie Leads. That is my home address, and that actually
that was going to be my next question. Yeah, that would be my next question, if that was your residence. And I understand completely why you wouldn't want that. And Google doesn't want your address posted online either. I mean, even if it were a shop or a small office where you did some paperwork, if you don't see customers come out to you, and especially since it's your home address, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the day. So, I mean, they know that most...
It shouldn't be anywhere online.
You got to the customer, and you know, like I said, Google won't list the physical street address. They'll only list your city and state, not even the zip code. And then, of course, with the content that we'll create, you'll be found through that much larger service area. So I did want to just ask, because I do always see those addresses, and it always makes me think that's got to be a residence. You know, this doesn't look like, you know, why would someone come to you, right? There's no showroom or brick and mortar or any product that people would be seeing, and you always go out to them. So, of course, that address will never appear online. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, be the ones to create that website for you, and, of course, with your approval. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. Hang on one second, because I heard a chime. It must be my supervisor. It is. It says, Paul, for this still young company, especially one trying Angie Leads, I would be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included, especially moving into the slow season. I am looking to help this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and it's probably true. The new business rate is already below our operating costs, and, you know, like I said, you know, we know that you'll love the service, so that you know, my supervisor sees the same benefit to reducing the rate here as I would. But it would be that flat rate of $149. That actually means if you add the Facebook ads later on, it would be $249, not $299. But again, that's something that we would be looking to do later on down the road if you wanted to. But it would be $149 for that local campaign. That's about a 30-mile radius there for you. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would, like I said, take a look at that client interview calendar. We'll schedule that call. If you've got time, there are spots available today. And, of course, that's to get the information that we need to create that necessary content. The other thing that I would do, Mr. Murray, and it's required of us as we're Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that not only is it a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service to that friends and family rate, which is $149 exactly, and it also waives your setup fee, that the website's included, etc. Now, it does get recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. As I mentioned, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Murray, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So Peyton, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Murray, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Illinois Excavation Septic Concrete LLC. They could also be IESC.
Gotcha.
But shorter.
And we can do that as well. And there is no and between septic and concrete, right? The and you
no,
just
I just
got
say
the
it.
And in there.
Yeah,
so get rid of that.
Yeah, the business name, there is no and. It's just septic Perfect. Concrete. It's all one sentence, that's how the business is titled through the state.
It's perfect. Illinois Excavation Septic Concrete LLC. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Peyton Murray, and proprietor.
Okay. And that's Peyton, is that P-E-Y-T-O-N? And then Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y? I had it, Pete. I was wondering because that's how I had it in my notes, but then Tara had it in her notes with an E. I just wanted to clarify that, but I'll put it back to how I had it. So P-A-Y-T-O-N. And then Mr. Murray, as the owner and proprietor of Illinois Excavation Septic Concrete LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right? You make all the decisions for your company. Okay.
Yep.
And then Peyton, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Murray, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yep.
Okay. And then as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is, of course, to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Mr. Murray, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Of course. It always is a concern for me when I call one of my clients and it goes to voicemail or mailbox not set up. Of course, I have to call them back. That's not my concern, but I know that if I were a customer, I probably wouldn't call back. I would probably just call someone else. So we wouldn't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with the service. It does say in hiring, Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, if you don't answer the phone, people have to at least be able to leave a message. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware, of course, of the Facebook page, the Angie's that you may cancel. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, Mr. Murray, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Perfect.
And then I will.
And like I said, that's perfectly understandable. There is no direct conflict with a lead-based service, but when it's not working, it's not really worth keeping. Like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit. We do that in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, Mr. Murray, with all of the reduction in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor allowing me on top of that to do the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 20th of October, in the very discounted total amount of just $149.00. The official friends and family rate of $149 is an exact amount, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven landing page. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month at that same exact discounted rate of just $149. And again, that rate would never go up unless at some point later on you wanted to add Facebook ads. The service is offered month to month, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. As I mentioned, you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. Peyton, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Murray, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, and that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Peyton, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
The Visa.
A Visa. Mr. Murray, on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
It's both. And no middle initial, just Peyton Murray, and then it's got the business name as well?
Peyton C. Murray.
C. Okay, you said C like Charles, right? Not T like Tom?
Nope, it's C.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. And I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is 4988. 6620.
Okay.
0951.
Yes, sir.
7090.
And then the expiration month and year?
06 of 26.
06 of 2026, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
309.
309. So I've got 309309 on the back, and then June or 06 of 2026 for the expiration. Mr. Murray, was the card itself 4988-6620-0951-7090?
Correct.
And then does that bill at the home address then, the 13 Southview Drive, 61877?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, in about a minute here, Peyton, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not.
That's okay. You'll receive it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You will get that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Peyton, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It might be a little short notice to get you on the 10 o'clock, but there are certainly 11, 12, 1 o'clock. And then it looks like there is actually a 3, maybe that 4 looks a little booked out, and but there is for sure a 5 o'clock. You don't have to be in front of a computer. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it would get to you maybe a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want something as early as 11 or as late as 5?
Somewhere
in the middle, 5 o'clock. 5 would be better, end of the day. So it'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. Like I said, a 1-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 4 then, our automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5. And in a second here, I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I have both of them now.
You do. Okay. If you open up the text message, it should go where we want it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice below and the body of the email that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That opens up the Local Splash Terms of Experience. If you click on that blue click here, it's hyperlinked to where that text message should go, talking about the services on the left-hand side, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll optimize your listing on Bing as well. It's only about maybe 1 out of 10 versus 9 out of 10 that use Google, but we still want you to get those calls. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories. The landing pages, your website, et cetera. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So, of course, case sensitive, appropriate spacing, no period after the C, and if you do copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Peyton C. Murray in that box, click on the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service to $149, that we waived your setup fee, that the website's included, etc. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, so you can actually stop right there. It's the reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from our automated system and the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, and the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it is asking you to log in. Of course, neither of which is true. At this case, we have to actually do the client interview first to create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, you're going to receive by text, message, and email your username and your password so you can access your tracking system once it's active. It's a default password that you can change once you log in if you like. Some people never change it. I can actually give you the username now because that cannot be changed. It is, though, easy for you to remember. It is your phone number, the business number, the number we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username is simply 217-278-1889. That will always be the username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the email address that you'll see when you get that confirmation email. That's anything and everything you can send to that email, and we'll forward it out to the right department. Please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing, and then it will get forwarded out to the right department. When they do the client interview, they will give you photos at localsplash.com. If you wanted to, you can email the photos team directly. Before they do that call, I did want to set up your security question. This is for your protection as well as ours. Anyone who calls you, our client interview team, and anyone else calling you from Local Splash will know unprompted both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and also the question and answer to the security question that we're going to set up here. It's also for your protection, too. Anyone who calls and says they're affiliated with your business should also know this information. Now, your three choices are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which of those did you want for your security question?
The city born in.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Urbana, U-R-B-A-N.
Okay. A-N-A, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, other than that, looks like you're all set and squared away here on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 5 o'clock hour. I did, though, want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business. Real pleasure speaking with you. You know, I don't say it unless it's true, but you've definitely been respectful of my time, and I certainly hope I have been of yours. It is, like I said, going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call a little later on today. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Peyton. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.